Monthly, we put the spotlight on all things Heart of West Michigan United Way, doing great things in our own community, get to know and get to volunteer. So, ooh, drum roll. Looks like we've got maybe an interview process going on. Michelle Van Dyke, in her role as president, CEO of Heart of West Michigan United Way for 2 years. So, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a very quick 2 years.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk what's been happening. I know United Way had a big birthday last year.
We did 100 years last year, so we're 101 years old as of a month ago, which is exciting. But, you know, I think as I look back at my past 2 years, there are so many things that haven't changed at United Way, that we are still an organization that wants everyone to have an opportunity to thrive in this community, and that hasn't changed for 101 years. But when I arrived on the scene 2 years ago, I thought it was very important for us to really start to focus our mission and our vision for the future of this community, and worked really hard at what does that mean? So our vision is a thriving community for all, and our mission is to unite community resources. If you think about time and talent and treasures, to invest in solutions that reduce poverty in West Michigan. Reducing poverty is what's important to us.
Keyword. What does that clarity of vision and mission mean then for our community?
Yeah, you know, when we think about our success at United Way, it's really tied to the success of the community and what we have going on there. And our community investment fund that people donate to really is a reflection of that. So we have an emphasis on accountability with our 51 partner agencies and working with them to ensure that they are effectively putting programs in place that reduce poverty in Kent County. And you know, we think that the best solutions to these pressing social issues that face us today really wrap around concentrating on this limited set of priorities and investing in them at a higher level. So instead of giving a lot of money to a lot of different places, and they each get a little bit, instead, we said, you know, we've got this pot of money and we're going to give it to fewer, but we're going to give them more dollars so that we can have more impact in the community.
And again, the best poverty fighting programs is your niche.
Absolutely. You know, and it's working with these agencies to understand what they're doing, who they're working with, what their results are, so that we're able to ensure that the donors to United Way get a return on investment of their dollars and that they're being put to work in an impactful way in the community.
Talk a bit about your strategies you're using.
Yes, in July, we actually started funding in three priority areas: family stability, youth education, and financial security. And really what that means is that sharpened focus. So what we did is said there are important community needs, but there are also some gaps and unmet needs in this community in the areas of housing and food security, mental and behavioral health, family crisis, middle school math and science, and workforce development. But we also thought it was important to look for collaborative programming in programs where agencies have come together, working together across the population to help us reduce poverty. And then I think it's also important to note that we're focused on both short-term and long-term solutions. So it's not just emergency shelter for homeless families, but it's also how do we make sure that they get into housing that they can sustain through permanent supportive housing programs or asset development through individual deposit accounts. I mean, there's so many different things that we're working on to help the entire population.
And the Community Investment Fund complements these funds, yes?
Absolutely. You know, when we give money to specific nonprofits through the Community Investment Fund, we're supporting both immediate needs as well as long-term needs.
And as president and CEO, as you are, I trust you're planning for the next 100 years.
You bet. You know, celebrating 100 years for us was a big deal. But as president, I need to think about the next 100 years. And how do we continue to sustain United Way so that we're here to help the community through those next 100 years? We don't look the same way we did 100 years ago. And 100 years from now, we won't look the same. So it's important for us to think about how to do things differently so that we're always here to meet the needs of the community.
In general, Michelle, who benefits from these community investments?
You know, we hear the phrase, a rising tide raises all boats. And I think that's so true. You know, if we think about who lives here in Kent County, 25% of the households are working but struggling to meet their basic needs. So at the end of every month, even though they're working one, two, sometimes three or more jobs, they're still wondering, how do I pay the rent? Or do I buy diapers? Or do I fix my car? I mean, these are really difficult real life situations that many of us don't even fathom. I think it's important to note that this is all over the county. This is not just an inner city Grand Rapids issue, but there are these families who are struggling in Lowell, in Kentwood, in Wyoming, in Sparta, Cedar Springs, in Ada, all over our community. These are our neighbors. These are the kids who play with our kids on the playground, and it is not okay that they're struggling. And that's why United Way is here. Those are the people that we are here to help.
So I throw it back to you. How can the community help?
You know, the best way to help us is through giving of time, talent, and treasure. There are volunteer opportunities throughout our community that are listed on our website at our volunteer center. Our website is hwmuw.org. There's also a way to donate on our website. We could not do the work that we do without the financial support of our community. So go to our website, find volunteer opportunities. Please donate to us as you're able. It's very, very important for us to continue to do this work.
I hope you at least had a piece of cake on number 101. Not a biggie like 100, but maybe there was cake passed
had
around.
Had a cookie. Okay. We had cookies, yes.
One more time on that website, please.
It's hwmuw.org.
Hang in for another 100 for us, Michelle
Van
Dyke.
We will be here.
Thanks.